In other news, the UN has slammed Israel for imposing a siege on the Gaza Strip. That has sent up the unemployment rate in the territory to 45.2%. The UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, it's called the UNRWA, says the figure shows an increase from the first half of 2010. It says the figure also reflects the ongoing crisis in the besieged territory. The agency's spokesman says Israel has deliberately impoverished hundreds of thousands of potentially productive people. Chris Gunes says despite the blockade, the Hamas government has managed to increase public employment in the coastal enclave by about one-fifth. Gaza has been under an Israeli siege since 2007, as you know. Despite repeated calls from international bodies for the blockade to be lifted, Israel has remained stubbornly defiant. On that note, let's bring in Mr. Richard Falk. He is a UN special rapporteur, is talking to us from Santa Barbara in California over the phone, that is. Thank you, Mr. Falk, for joining Press TV. Does Israel, would you say, have a long-term strategy in Gaza?
It seems that it is seeking to impose so much pressure on the people of Gaza that they will, in time, do something to eliminate the Hamas leadership from its present role as governing that. I think Israel has been interested in dividing the Palestinians, keeping the Palestinian Authority and Hamas separate, so it really has no there's no Palestinian unity sufficient to negotiate, and this serves Israel well because they don't seem interested in negotiating a sustainable and just peace, and at the same time the blockade is a way of diverting attention from what they really care about, which is the expansion of settlements on the West Bank and the continued ethnic cleansing of the population in East Jerusalem.
Right. Mr. Falk, would you please explain this for us? Is the Israeli strategy geared against the people or aims at more land grabs?
Well, I think it's hard to reduce it to any one thing. It certainly has land in its in the totality of its goals. But I think it also associates people, the Palestinian people, in part because they are occupying the land. They are on the land. And so one of the tactics, I think, is to demoralize the Palestinians to an extent that at least a large number of them will seek to leave. And that will ease the demographic problems in parts of the occupied Palestinian territory. And then I think it's also a way of keeping the situation under a permanent form of control that eliminates any possibility of real political challenge from the Palestinians.
And one final thing, Mr. Falk, what's your assessment of the international community's response, especially that of the U.S., regarding how Israel behaves?
Well, I've consistently felt that it is a terrible failure of international responsibility to allow this kind of collective punishment against an entire entrapped people to continue year after year, and the United States as the major ally of Israel, the source of Israeli military and economic assistance, the main diplomatic protector of Israel, has a particular responsibility, and American taxpayers should be much more angry about the government's failure to at least uphold minimum standards in relation to the way in which Israel occupies Gaza and the rest of the Palestinian territory. There's a lot of highly self-righteous talk about the responsibility to protect as it is applicable to Libya, but very few American or other diplomats are willing to entertain the possibility that the people of Gaza, more than probably any people on the planet, justify some kind of protective presence imposed by the UN and reinforced by the major governments of the world.
Thank you very much. That's Richard Falk, UN Special Rapporteur in Santa Barbara, California.